I believe that Jonathan Cahn is a prophet to our generation. Last Saturday on Yom Kippur, he was on the Washington Mall with Lou Engel's big rally that they called the Million Woman Rally. And there was something at the end that was so dramatic that we're going to feature it today on the Strang Report. In fact, I was with Jonathan Cahn the day after this rally and was able to interview him. And I'm going to share my exclusive interview with him. So stay tuned today to the Strang Report. I'm Stephen Strang. Welcome back. And right now, you're going to see a prophetic sign that was at this rally. And I had the occasion to be with Jonathan Cahn the next day. Now, I had seen it on live streaming. And then I had occasion for other reasons, because I'm his publisher, to be with Jonathan Cahn. And I asked him about it over breakfast. We were at the hotel having breakfast, and he agreed to do a short video in which I asked him what happened at the end of the rally that was so significant. And then at the end, I'm going to come back and tell you about something else that happened very similar 4 years ago. I believe that God is going to do something, and I'll be interested in your opinion. Please leave your opinion in the comments on what you're about to see. So here is my question to Jonathan Cahn over breakfast, asking him to just give his opinion on this prophetic act that took place.
Yeah, this was Lou Engel had a vision of this, and Engel had a vision of that of masses amount of women, and there were men too, on the National Mall at this time, of kind of the spirit of Esther, of really repenting, interceding, pleading for the nation. It came at a very dramatic time, just before the election, and he asked me to help, and it turns out it was on Yom Kippur. Now, I had, 4 years ago, I had helped lead the return with Kevin Jessup on the National Mall. And it turned out that was on the day called Shabbat Shuvah, which means the day of the return on the Hebrew calendar, which comes right before Yom Kippur. And I was always wondering if there'd be another event, the follow-up to Yom Kippur. So this was, Yom Kippur is the holiest day given by God, for the day of day in the Bible. It's the day of coming before God in prayer, intercession, and to remove the sin of the land and sin of the people. And I don't know that they planned it thinking all those things through, but that's exactly what it turned out to be. So, I mean, they planned for that purpose, but I don't think they planned it to match up with a biblical ordinance for Yom Kippur. So it was massive. I believe it was the largest gathering of Yom Kippur ever. And then there were tons, countless people, maybe millions, who were taking part in America, watching it, and around the world. So Lou Engel asked me to kind of provide that, and I opened it up in the morning with, the Yom Kippur, the sounding of the shofar, and that. And then he asked me at in the kind of 12 o'clock to share the message from the return of the gods about the spirits that come back into a culture when it turns away from God, and particularly focusing on Ishtar. And so, which is the goddess of sexual immorality, goddess of the bending of gender, so much, which I've spoken about in the Return of the Gods, of that is so much possessing our culture right now. And so I did. We had a communion later on, which I did with Lou, and I did the Hebrew blessing that Jesus, Messiah, would have said at the Last Supper. And then I was led strongly, in the return, I was led to get a potter's jar and bring it down to the event, and then as along the lines of Jeremiah, and smash it there in Washington. Jeremiah smashed that jar overlooking the Valley of Hinnom in Jerusalem. That's where the people of Israel offered up their children as sacrifices. And so there was a very strong emphasis. In return, we touch on all the sins of America and repent for and pray for. And the thing is that, but there was a very strong emphasis, and I felt this, about the children and the blood of the children. And the thing is that we did that, and then at the end, I was led that we had to seal all the prayers of the return with one moment, the sounding of the shofar, said one moment, and everybody's shouting at that moment. So I said, we're sealing it all, and I said, go. And at that we did that at that moment. At that same time, same day, President Trump was led to begin the nomination to
He was announcing it in the Rose Garden.
Yes.
It was on television.
Yes.
I saw it. You could see the time codes.
Yes.
That it was exactly the same time.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah. And when we were in one part of, we're on the Mall, he's the White House, and then at that, it wasn't only that day. It's called in Hebrew, it's called the Day of Repentance or the Day of Turning, Shabbat Shuvah. And this is the Day of the Return. And that was the Day of the Return. We didn't plan it that way. And so a nation to turn away from its sins. So he initiated, which was the overturning of Roe v. Wade. That was the one vote that needed to overturn Roe v. Wade. So it was set in motion on that day. And yes, as you said, it was on the exact, not just the day, the hour, the minute, the exact second. When I said go, and they sounded the shofars, that was it. So this was connection with something very, that really shifted the course in the nation. And so now we're doing this, and I was led that as we're talking about Ishtar, and Lou felt that, and others felt that, and I felt that, now, you know, it's kind of like the return was Molech. And the return of the gods, I speak of a dark trinity of these gods that have come that are possessing America. So one was Molech, the other one is Ishtar. So this was Ishtar. And so I was led that it had to be a prophetic act and a moment. And so that prophetic act was the breaking of the altar of Ishtar. And the altar of Ishtar, you know, this is again, the goddess of sexual immorality and gender, all these things that are possessing her nation. And the breaking of the altar is a biblical act that was done in the Bible from Joshua on, where they came to the land, to Hezekiah, to Josiah was the key. If you look at the Josiah Manifesto, which is the last book I did before the Dragon of Prophecy, on the cover is an altar broken. And that was linked to the breaking of Roe versus Wade, which was the altar of abortion of our children being sacrificed. So now this was the altar of Ishtar. We have the name of Ishtar from the Bible on it. Ashtoret is the Hebrew name, and it's in the Bible. And then at the end, so I prayed, and actually when I wrote The Return of the Gods, I was led to a burden to for a call for prayer for deliverance, not of a person, but of a culture, a mass exorcism, to pray for that. And so we did. And we prayed for the casting out of this spirit, for the release of multitudes of peoples in our culture. And so we prayed, we proclaimed it. And then I took this sledgehammer, and we had the altar that was made up, accorded with that name on it. And, you know, we'd never done this before. We had no idea what was going to happen. I brought it down, and it bounced up the first time. And I was like, okay, you know, it's not supposed to be an easy thing to do this, is that we're dealing with spiritual things. Then I said, I did it one more time, second time, and the whole altar broke apart, collapsed. People were shouting and trumpets blaring, and people all over, and the altar broke. And then people took the other sledgehammers and just kept breaking down that altar. And the thing is that with the return, there was that moment where that happened. Now, we didn't realize until about 2 years later when Roe versus Wade was overturned, even 3 years later, we saw how it matched up to the exact second from that day. And so I don't know how God will act and move in this, but I have no doubt that he will answer, and there will be something. There will be a definitive answer to what happened on the Mall at that event on Yom Kippur.
Isn't that amazing? And you can see it because of modern technology. We can film it. In an earlier generation, it would have had to have been told verbally or maybe written down, but we could see it. And isn't it amazing that God allows us to understand some of these things? I mean, I have seen the videos of President Trump and Jonathan Cahn, you know, how on television they will have the time running even to the second. And you could, and because both of them are televised, somebody took it and put them side by side. I don't have it here to show you, but just take my word for it. It was to the second. And only Jonathan Cahn seems to really understand those kinds of things. And he is able to show it. And also the Lord helps him to know these things. He's the one that came up with this idea about the altar to Ishtar. And we know that something happened in the spiritual realm. It'll take time for us to see it happened in the natural, but we believe that greater is he that's within us than he that's in the world. People were praying and fasting and believing God for a shift in our nation. That's why that rally was on the Mall. And those women, it was powerful. In fact, you can find the entire thing on YouTube if you want to just search for it and watch it. It's 10 hours long, as I recall. It's worth watching. And I believe that you'll be blessed. Now, Jonathan Cahn's latest book is called The Dragon's Prophecy. You probably know that it was the number one book in America, number one on the New York Times bestseller list, and number one on all the lists the week it came out, which was the week of Labor Day, first full week in September. Now it's about 6 weeks later. It's been on the New York Times in the top 10 every single week. Last week it was number 10, and it went up to number 6 this time, I guess, because of some of the publicity that he's been doing. It's been very interesting. A lot of people who you would not really expect to gravitate to this message are doing it. We're getting him on a lot of secular media, on Fox News and some other places where he had not been before. Dinesh D'Souza recently interviewed him and hadn't even heard of Jonathan Cahn, some of his earlier books, but was very taken by him and this message in The Dragon's Prophecy that somehow God is showing things in the Bible that relate to the news today. And Jonathan Cahn is able to explain this. And if you've not read the book before, this is just my way as his publisher, as the second person to read the manuscript when he finished it. Now, I've actually read it twice, believe it or not. I read it all very, very early, the early draft, as we call it in publishing. And then I read the final version when it went off to the printer. And part of the reason I was willing to read it twice was because it was so gripping, and also because things had happened during the writing process that he had added, and I wanted to be able to see with my own eyes. So our podcast today is a little bit shorter than usual, but I believe it's important. I don't get the chance to interview Jonathan Cahn very often, and I was able to do it over breakfast with my little cell phone. I think it came out very well. I hope you enjoyed it. Please put your comments below. What do you think about this? Do you agree with it? Do you have questions? Do you have examples that you know of things that happened? And, you know, we want to be able to read them and share them and respond to them as is appropriate. So with that, I'll wrap this up. I'll ask you to subscribe. If you enjoy these kind of podcasts, subscribe. You can even hit the little bell and it'll let you know when we're on live. Of course, they're on YouTube and on other platforms as well. And we're trying to get it out. Share this with others. Share the link. Put it on Facebook, that kind of thing. And tune in again for another episode of The Strang Report. Until then, God bless you.